Okay, Rav Moshe. This week's parsha is Parsha's Mishpatim. And the very famous Pasuk in Parsha's Mishpatim, Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikra Bozne Ha'am, Vayomru, Kol Asher Dibe Hashem, Nasev Nishma. Kol Asher Dibe Hashem, Nasev Nishma. Right? Nasev Nishma. Everyone knows the famous slogan, Nasev Nishma. So, the Gemara says, in Shabbat, page 2, on Pei Chesem Aleph, Amar Reloza, B'shoshek Dim, Yisrael, Nasev Nishma, with Klal Yisrael, said Nasev Nishma, Nasev Nishma means they were going to do even before we understand, we're accepting. Yotza Baskol, V'amra Migila, L'bonai Razeh, who taught my children this secret? In other words, this secret to accept even before you totally understand. Shemalach Hasharis Mishtam Shibo. Tekhsiv Baruch Hashem Malach Gibir Karcho Sedvaro. Shmo Kol Dvaro. This is what the Malachim have this attitude. To listen, to do even before they listen, before they know it. Whatever you tell me, I'm going to do. And that was the acceptance of Kabbalah Satorah. So the Beis Halevi, you know, the Beis Halevi was the father of Rav Chaim Brisker. He was the Rav Soloveitchik from this yeshiva, so his grandfather was Rav Chaim, and his great-grandfather was the Beis Halevi. And Rav Soloveitchik's name, Yosef Dov, was after the Beis Halevi. That's where the name came from, Yosef Dov. So he wrote a sefer on Chumash. And for some reason, we only have it on Brachos and Shmos. But then, he wrote Drushes. Also have to do with Chumash. So this comes, what I'm going to tell you now, comes from the Drushes of the Beis Halevi. And the Beis Halevi has a kasha on the whole concept of Nasev Nishma. And this is his kasha. If you look on page 4 in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, in Hilchas Mechira, he says, "Chayev chiv atzma b'dovish eino kotzuf." Don't you omar eini chayev lozun oscha ol chasos chameshonim. Avol pi shekonim biyodo lo nishtavit. You see, there is a concept of obligating yourself, like Bez Hashem. Each one you get married, so the Masada Kedushin, you know, before you sign the ksuba, gives a handkerchief to the chassan, and the chassan picks it up to obligate himself in monetary obligations of marriage. So whenever you pick up a sudar, you can obligate yourself. So say, I want to, you can have a transaction, you can have an obligation. But the Rambam says, whenever you obligate yourself through a kinyan, it has to be a dover kotzuf. It has to be clearly defined what the obligation is. The obligation could be to work for you for a year, to pay you a certain amount of money. That's called a dover kotzuf. It's clear, it's defined. But if somebody says, I just want that you should, I should feed you, I should, you know, pay for you for 5 years, how much? What? You know, how much am I going to give? Harichai lozen oscha ulachasos will pay you clothing for 5 years. But I don't know how much clothing you want to have for the 5 years, how much food you want to have. So that's not clearly defined. It's a dover she'eno katsuf. So the Rambam says that even if you make a kinyan, you pick up a hanky, but you don't clearly define what the obligation is, then it's not binding. Because an obligation could only be binding if there's a clear definition what the obligation is. That's what the Rambam writes. Kiyev atzvo b'dover she'eno katsuf, if you obligated yourself in something that's not clearly defined. So Ava Pisha Kona Biyodo Lo Nishtabit. There's no Shibud, it's not Chal. So the Beis HaLevi asked the Kasha in the Drushas, he says, so what's the whole Nasiv and Nishma all about? We obligated ourselves, we said we're going to do everything and we'll listen later. We don't know how many mitzvahs there were, what the obligation was, whatever you tell us we'll do. So Chora, Rambam is saying that that's not binding. So the whole Nasa V'nishma, Lachar, wasn't binding. So what was the whole point of not, look on page 7. Page 6. On the left side, the arrow, top arrow on the left side of page 6. In the middle of the line. Hine, yesh lahavim. Yadua das harambam, that mechayev atzmo bedomisha inu kotzuv, ein achiv chal on love klal. That if you mechayev yourself with something that's not defined, then there's no chiv. In Kabbal Adam Asim Kinyan Adam Sud, the Vasos Kifi, Ashayom Rakloni. In other words, if I say, I'm going to listen to anything you tell me, okay? Whatever you tell me, you're going to pick up a Suda. So I'm obligating myself. You'll give me the hanky, I'll pick it up, and I'm obligating myself. Anything you tell me, I'm going to do. So that's not clearly defined. So then, it's not chal. So wasn't that exactly what Matan Torah was? Kol Hashem Dibur Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. Whatever he tells you, we'll do. But that's not binding. That's a Dov Hashem No Katsuf. And a Dov Hashem No Katsuf is not binding. Lassus Kefi Hashem Yomer Ploni Lo Yochol Chol Chal. Came in the Eis Kabbaloso Lo Yodam Hashem Yomer Ploni. I don't know what he's going to tell me. I'll do anything you tell me to do. I don't know what it is. How is the whole obligation of Kabbalah Satorah? He said, I saw someone else ask this, but I don't remember where it is. So it's a good question. Kasha, what's the whole, through what mechanism is our obligation for the Torah if we didn't know what we were accepting? Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. That's the Kasha. So what's the answer? So says the Beis HaLevi, the first word in line is Sefer. V'anira D'chusha Mikor Eva. It's not chal, right? But he says, if you don't know what you're getting yourself into, it's not chal. Mikol makom harigam hu modeh v'yochal adam limkor atzmo le'evet. Harigam. You see, a person can sell themselves. That, right? That's interesting. You know, that's how Parshas Mishpatim starts off with Eved Ivri. And it works in good, as some point out. Because he's saying like this, Kabbalah Satorah wasn't an obligation because we didn't know what we were obligating ourselves to. It wasn't defined. So the Torah wasn't binding. So what makes it binding? So you know what he says? This is the assumption. As we see in the beginning of this parasha, a person can sell himself as an eved. That means you own me. You own me. Now, and then the Baal HaBayis, who now owns you, can tell you, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I want you to own. You see, because it's not working through a mechanism of obligating me what to do. It's that I own you. Once I own you, mamela, you do what I tell you to do. Because I own you. I own this. By Eved Kanani, it's mamish, you own it like a shor v'chamor. But even in Eved Ivri, it's you own it, as Rav Shechter said, from Shonim, like to do things. So says the Beis Halevi, the Kabbalah HaTorah of Nasa v'Nishma wasn't an obligation to do things. It was selling ourselves of Eved to Hashem. And once Hashem owns us, so to speak, so then we have to follow whatever he says, and that's the Torah. And that's what he decided, that you have to do this. That. So, see, if we wouldn't be owned by Hashem, so then it's, you can't obligate yourself in something that we, if you give me 15 things you want me to do, and delineate what them are, and then make a kinyan, I have to do these things. But nothing was given. Kol Hashem Dibar Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. So what's the Yisod? Yisod was, it wasn't just an obligation. It was a kinyan. It was Anad Avdo D'Kutsha B'Richu. That we're being bought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, very interestingly, on the last arrow, on page 6, V'nei B'nei Noach M'chiyov M'shev Mitzvos. Yisrael Kibbul Tayeg Mitzvos. Then we know that Goyim have to do Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Right? 7 mitzvahs. We have 613. So the Beis HaLevi says, don't think that the difference between 7 and 613 is just quantity. It's also different in quality. Because by the Goyim, it's over Noah, HaMitzvah Shalahem, Him Negeder Chiyuv Aleh. In other words, the Goyim, Hashem said like this. He says, I have a contract. The 7 things on the contract. You make the kinyan. And you accept, you have to do this. With the Jews, there's nothing on the contract. The contract was whatever I tell you to do. Because by a goyim, it was just to obligate themselves. So therefore, the obligation was clear. By the Jews, it wasn't to obligate, it was a kinyan. I'm buying you to do work, to service me. I bought, now I owe you. That's what the Gemara says here in Kedushin. On page 17. Gemara says the Amar Rav is also Maris Evid Ivri Gufo Konoi. That Evid Ivri is not just to do things, he owns the Evid Ivri. He owns the Eved Ivri. As Rav Shechter pointed out, there's differences in the type of ownership of an Eved Ivri versus an Eved. Not as Rav Shechter pointed out, but it's an ownership. It's an ownership. And then the Beis HaLevi says, based on this, that it's not just an obligation. There are several differences that come emerge. Whereas if we would say that mitzvahs is just an obligation to do mitzvahs, so then Hashem would have had to give us the list first. And then we'd sign on the dotted line that we're doing it. But he didn't give us a list. So then why is it binding? The Rambam says, don't recut to the table. So he says, because it's not an obligation to do things. It's a kingdom that he owes us. Mela, once he owns us, then it comes to the kingdom. Now at page 9, he writes, Al Kol Panim, with the arrow, Mizbar Midvarenu, Yisrael B'Shas Kabbalah Sator Zochel V'Shmol Shad Vore. Mashvit L'Gufon L'Avodosu, M'Tzutu. He says, there are three things that come about. The fact that it's not just an obligation, but he owns us. Meaning, we basically explained that, because or else he wouldn't have any obligation. So now he did it through the mechanism of Kenya, that he owns us. So he says, three differences. Only. Number one, whereas we have to give our lives sometimes, right? For gimel mitzvahs, right? If it says kill him or kill, you're right, the Gimel Mitzvah, you have to give him a life. You have to give your life. So why is there halach of Kiddush Hashem that you have to give your life up for certain things? The answer is because Hashem owns us. It's not just a contractual obligation to do things. He owns us, number one. Because since Hashem owns us, we have an inherent holiness, and therefore we can accept Gerim. Because once accepting Gerim, we attach people to us, and they become Kaddish also. And it's only because we have inherent Kedusha, because there's a Kenyan. And Shlishis, the Kedusha Yisrael Eino Nifka Mehem Le'olam Wadei Shum Ova Bechet. Meaning, Hashem owns us, so now we are His own. Intrinsic, His. And therefore we have Kedusha because of that. And therefore, even if a person sins, he still has Kedusha Yisrael. Because if it would be maybe just something that's not intrinsic, so Bemela, if you rebel, you're not part of it anymore. But a Jew is owned by Hashem, and that's forever. So even if the Jew sinned, even if he's not observant, he still has Kedusha Yisrael. And because, so that's what the Beis HaLevi says, according, because these three things, the mechanism of Matan Torah, of Nasa V'Nishma, is not an obligation to do things, it's a consent to sell yourself, to surrender yourself to Hashem. So remember, we have to do it that way. And then some point that works in very well, that Parshas Mishpatim, which is the Parsha of Nasa V'Nishma, starts off with what? Eved Ivri. Because it's a kinyan. Oh. But there's another concept of being an Eved Hashem. And you know, we spent the whole semester, last semester on Baal Tosef. So I was one of my Talmidim was driving me, Rabbi Avraham Levitt, and he was taking me someplace. So he said, did you say over the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz? And he said, you're right. We spent the whole semester, and I didn't say over the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. So when I was preparing this Chumash here, I said, oh, this is a good opportunity to fit it in with Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. There's a famous war from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. So you have to hear it now. It's based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan on page 20. And this is also fits in. I mean, the title of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz's Sikha is Eved Hashem. So the pasuk says on page 20, we did this. We spent the whole time talking about why the two psukim, right? The Schan and Rei, the two different psukim, Baal Tosef. So the kind of the so Sifo Ador Hashem, Hashem looking at Savaskim, Lo Sigur Mimem. Right? Don't add to the Torah, don't subtract, right? We spent the whole semester to figure out what this means. And then the next pasuk says, "Einehem haros Hashem asa Hashem b'Baal Peor." Ki chol ha'ish asher halach acharei Baal Peor ishmidu Hashem elkecha mikivecha. That right after the idea of Baal Tosef, it says, "Don't worship the avodah zara of Baal Peor," because anyone who worships the avodah zara of Baal Peor, Hashem will destroy. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks, very simple, why is it necessary to mention, right after the Isser of Baal Tosef, it mentions what? The Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor. What does one thing have to do with the other? So Rav Chaim writes on page 25 in the bottom, the parashat says, Chanech Sigol So Sigol, Adon Hashem Lufit Nisam Eschem Lo Sigol Mimenu, Hinechim Merot So Shar Shar Bukech Baal Peor, Tol Isha Shar Lach Baal Peor, Ahishmidah. So he says, So he says like this, and this will fit into everything we're saying now. What's the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor? So it was a very strange Avodah Zarah. What was the way of worship there? The person relieved himself in front of the Avodah Zarah. So what kind of worship is that? So he says, "Achim miachash avodazor the poor ki rotsum lifrotz kol adar." It's the ultimate concept that everything goes. You know, he can relieve himself in front of the avodazor because to show that everything goes, you can do whatever you want. That's the ultimate, doing whatever you want. Greek is all muchlex. I read the next page, page 38, 36. Viva Hadomer knows for suffering. He says like this. He says that what? That what's Baal Tosif, the Baal Tigra? I want to add to the Torah. I want to subtract. So what are you showing? That there's no defined Torah. I decide I want to do more. I want to do less. So basically you broke the Gedarot. You made your own thing. So he says that's the same concept of the Avodah Zarah Baal Peor. With Baal Peor you say everything goes. I do whatever I want. The Torah says four pairs of four parshas. I take five. The Torah says 7 days of so I do eight. You do whatever. So then you, everything goes. So that's the that's why the Isser of Avodah Zarah Baal Peor is dafka written by what? By the Avodah Zarah, by the mitzvah of Baal Tosif Baal Tigra, because it's that same idea. And I remember many years ago, my Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Dibman, came from number 87 in Mor Shacholol. He said over that, what does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu when he died? He says, what was he called? Vayamos Moshe Ever Hashem. And he was buried, mul Beis Peor. Because the opposite, Moshe Rabbeinu would say based on the Sokhar Shmuel, the opposite of everything goes is to be an Eved. Because Eved being time goes. Hashem, sorry for those, means we gave ourselves over. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu pointed out that based on the Sokhar Shmuel, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the ultimate Eved Hashem, is buried right across from Peor to show this idea. Eved Hashem, and that's where Chaim Shmuel calls his mimer, Eved Hashem. And that's what the Beis Halevi explains, that was what Matan Torah was. It wasn't an obligation to do mitzvahs. That's what Goyim had. Because Goyim had his seven things, so they got seven things, they signed on the dotted line, and it's very specific. We got 613, we didn't even know what we were getting, what would we say? We'll say, whatever you say, we'll do. So that's not binding around the sex. So the Beis Halevi puts it down. It's not, that's not what happened. Happened was we sold ourselves as avodim, but the concept Rav Shechter once said over, you know, we say in Tehillim, Ani Abd by Allah, Ani Abdecha ben Amasecha, Bitachta leMoseilai. So Rav Shechter pointed out it's a very strange pasuk. You say we're an eved, and therefore our shackles are released. But you would think just the opposite. If you're an eved, your shackles are not released. Not here, your shackles are put on. So the idea being. I'm trying to point it out that you see, you could say Evan is a terrible thing. I want free will, I want them. But the idea is that Torah Baruch Hu, as I'm trying to point it out, Torah Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. We think, you see, and he knows what we are and what we're all about and what would make us the most wholesome people. And therefore, he gave a Torah as a recipe for that. So you think the people who are out in the street who do anything they want. And they have no gedarot, they have no boundaries, and they're happy. They're happy. You know, getting themselves on drugs and it's hefker. That doesn't bring happiness. As Rabbi Ari Leibowitz once said when he spoke here, structure gives people happiness. Structure gives people content. It doesn't mean you have to live in a crazy way, but the Torah. That the avdus, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the avdus of the Torah is the greatest chavis, is pitachta l'mosayrei. So that's what the Torah gave us. The Torah says, we know, you know, Hashem says, Rav Shechter explains, we know what the person is, what the person needs, and this is the recipe for a good, wholesome, happy, successful life. Don't think you know better, that if you wouldn't have any halachas and any restraints and anything. Imagine if we wouldn't have Shabbos, and we wouldn't have, you need to be more, Shabbos is so constraining, fakir. Shabbos gives us a beautiful thing that we couldn't ever have, a Torah Tova. It's Avdus. can't do this, you can't do that, this restriction, that restriction. But that's Eved Hashem. And Eved Hashem is a wholesome avdus. It's not a type of thing that's constraining. Of course there are constraints, but those are always Latova saying. And that's the Beis HaLevi. Kol Asher Diber Hashem, Nase V'Nishma. It's not just signing up for an obligation. It's signing up, because that's not binding if it's not Kotzuf. It's signing up for to be an Eved Hashem. And that's the opposite of the actual Eved said in Rav Moshe Dibman explained of Bal Tosif. Because Bal Tosif, I mean, you're not an Eved, because you decide, I want more, I want less. Well, that's not Avdus. And that's the way, and that's the way the Torah begins, Ki Sikna Eved Ivri. Because everything, as some point out, everything is the Eved Hashem, and that's the happier way and the more wholesome way to lead one's life.